Today is June 2nd, 2005, approximately 0900 hours. This is going to be an interview with Carlos reference investigation number 05-13689. Okay, Carlos, why don't you go ahead and just, what I would like you to do is just tell me, you know, kind of what you were doing when you saw what you saw, and then describe for me what you saw. And then once you're done with all that, then if I have some questions and stuff, we'll get into that. Okay?
Okay. I'm Carlos. I work for Corporate Express. The route that I'm doing is Oxnard, Magugwe, Nini, and this is the route that I use daily to my work. I was driving by and I saw a vehicle facing that way, and the deputy vehicle approximately here facing that way.
Okay, well, let me just clear a couple things up because it's on tape. You were driving on Santa Rosa Road?
Yes, that is
coming
correct.
In which direction?
Going towards Camarillo.
Okay. Okay, so you're coming westbound on Santa Rosa Road, and you said where was the first vehicle that you saw?
There was a vehicle facing the eastbound going towards Thousand Oaks or Moore Park. It was maybe even out here.
Okay, so it was past the stop limit line for Brittany Park and Santa Rosa Road. It was beyond that on the Santa Rosa Road side?
I believe so.
Okay, how was it parked or how was it sitting? You remember, was it facing out to Santa Rosa Road? Was it facing?
It was facing Santa Rosa Road, like going towards
Okay, so it's facing eastbound on Santa Rosa Road. Okay, do you remember what kind of car it was or what color it was?
Light brown. It was like light brown.
Light brown light car? Brown.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you remember what kind of car it was? I mean, was it a Honda or a...
No, I guess it was a family car.
Okay. Okay, so this car stopped facing eastbound on Santa Rosa Road. That's the first thing you see. What do you see next?
I was driving by on Santa Rosa when I saw the guy. I heard the pops. When I heard the pops, I immediately looked. I was coming almost here, and I heard the pops. He was hiding in his car, in the back of his car, and the deputy was walking towards the gate. I believe he was shooting through. All I heard is the pops.
Okay.
And I was going right here.
Okay.
He was, like I said, the suspect, he was hiding in the back of his, in the truck of the car, shooting, and the deputy was in the back of his car, backing backwards. His back gate. I believe he was shooting also, because all I heard is the pops. The pop, 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 pop. It sounded like firecrackers.
Okay. Now, let me just go over a couple things real quick. You saw the brown or light brown colored car, okay, and then you saw the deputy's patrol car.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you see any other cars in the area?
No, not really. To be honest with you, no, sir. I was. When I heard the pops and I saw what I saw when they were shooting at each other, I just tried to get out of myself of the area because I was riding. When this was happening, I was going through the area.
Right.
What I did is try to speed it up.
Okay.
And try to get out of the way.
How fast do you think you were driving when you first started noticing what
the
was going
most,
on?
My record is clean. I haven't got a ticket for at least 5 years. The most, 55, the most.
Okay.
I was doing between 50 and 55.
Okay. Now, this person that you said you saw, okay, let me back up. Did you see anyone inside the brown car?
No, sir.
Okay. The person that you saw outside, where was he standing in relation to this brown car?
He was like in the back tire.
Okay.
Right in the back tire. Left side of the car, back tire, behind the driver's side.
Okay.
Hiding like where your car is.
Okay.
In the back tire, like trying to hide in the back tire.
Okay.
And he was shooting.
Okay, so he was on the driver's side The driver's rear part of the car.
Yes,
okay. And so his back then was facing Santa Rosa Road, and he was on the Santa Rosa Road side of the car. Okay.
Yes,
and then you said he was at, you saw him shooting at the deputy?
Yeah, he was definitely in hiding and shooting.
Okay. Do you remember what that guy looked like?
He's light color. He's okay. He's light color. He's not a, he's a lot lighter than me.
Okay.
He's a lot lighter than me.
Do you remember what kind of clothing he was wearing?
No, sir.
Okay.
It's once again, I saw the thing, and when I saw they were shooting, I said,
okay,
I better get out of myself.
And that's fine, because I'm going to ask you some questions you might not remember, and that's okay. Okay, I'm just going to ask a bunch of questions, and what you can remember, just let me know, what you can't, it's okay.
Sure.
Do you remember if that guy, was he holding, could you tell if he's holding the gun with one hand or two hands?
One hand.
One hand?
He was, like, putting his hand in the car. On the other hand, he was...
Okay, so you say putting his hand in the car or on the car?
On the car.
Okay, on the car.
Not inside of the car, no.
Okay. And when you did that, you used your left hand to demonstrate how he was putting his hand on the car, and then you were holding your right hand up like you were holding a gun and shooting. Is that how he was?
That's what I saw when I was driving by. He was... He put his left hand in the car, not on the car. Hiding... by the left side of the of his car, in the rear, by the left car, and shooting, and that's basically what I said.
Okay. Now, again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so if I say something when I'm trying to describe what you're telling me, just so I understand it, if I'm wrong, make sure you correct me, okay?
Okay.
But are you saying that when he was doing this, he was kind of squatting down, almost using the car to protect himself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And let's talk, now let's talk about the... let's talk about the deputy, okay? You said that when you saw him, he was backing up towards the gate.
Yeah, he was trying his car. It was maybe not exactly here. His car was like a little bit this way.
Okay. So
he was standing up perfectly. He was holding his hand and backing. Walking backwards.
Okay, so I've just described this for the tape. What you were saying was his car wasn't parked facing directly towards Santa Rosa or north, but it was rather somewhat angled,
yes,
so that it was parked in, facing in a northeasterly direction,
yes,
towards Santa Rosa Road, but not perpendicular to it, but rather more at an offset.
Correct.
Okay, and that you said that you saw, in the way you were demonstrating, is you showed when you're talking about the deputy that he had his gun up and was holding it with both hands.
Yes, sir.
And it looked like he was shooting as he was walking,
yes,
backwards.
Sir.
Okay,
that's
do you remember whereabouts in relation to his car he was at when you saw him walking backwards, if you were able to tell?
Like maybe two, 3 meters. Away from his car.
Okay, away from his car. Now, when you say away from his car, are we talking about behind the car?
Yeah, behind the car.
Okay, so he had already gotten to the rear of the car,
yes,
behind,
sir,
the trunk area. Okay. And when he was walking, could you tell if, from your angle, and if you were able to tell, could you tell, was he actually behind the car, or was he just, meaning behind the trunk area, or was he...
Yeah, from my angle, I believe he was behind his car. He is tall. He was behind the car, but a little bit, like two, three meters away from his, behind his car.
Right, but what I'm getting at was, was he directly behind the, like, let's say the car is here, okay?
Okay.
Was he behind the trunk, or was he on the driver's side walking?
Yes, sir. He wasn't directly behind his car. He was, like, a little bit... by the side of his car, like 2 meters or 3 meters behind his car.
Okay, so he was to the rear of the car, but not directly behind it on the driver's side, but physically behind, back of the car, but not behind it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think we understand. So if his car's parked here, okay, and this is the trunk, he wasn't like back here, he was rather over here on the side, the driver's side of the car.
Yeah. The thing is, this happened so fast, and I was doing at least 55.
Right.
It's a little bit harder for me to say where he was exactly standing.
Okay.
He was, to me, he was behind his car, trying, like, walking backwards, not even walking, he was trying to
He was moving a little bit back.
Okay, so he wasn't walking. It was more like
he was going backwards, and I believe he was also shooting.
I heard the pops, and when I heard the pops, I noticed the guy, the victim also, for the suspect. There's I don't know how should I call it. He killed himself. He was hiding in his car, that brown car, and also shooting.
Okay. So the deputy was moving back, walking, but a quick walk. I mean, moving quite quickly. Okay. Now, do you remember, were you able to say how many gunshots you think it was that you heard? I mean, you described it as being like a firecracker sounds.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just approximately?
Well, at least five, at least. But at least five.
Okay. Okay. And as you passed, you said you talked about you tried to speed up when you saw what was going on. Okay. Once you, well, did you continue to drive westbound on Santa Rosa Road? Okay. As you drove westbound, did you look in your rearview mirror at all to see what was going on?
I kept looking in my rear window. He jumped in the car and he moved it a little. He didn't sped away. No, he moved it a little, like. Maybe what, 20 meters? Maybe, I don't know. That how he jumped in the car and moved it, but not for long, not for a big space. I just kept going.
Okay, when you say
I better.
Okay, when you said he jumped in the car, who jumped in the car?
The suspect.
You saw him physically get into a car? Or you just saw the car move?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
Which car did?
In the lighter brown car.
Okay, so you saw the lighter brown car travel a little bit eastbound on Santa Rosa Road and then stop? Or
I saw it moving. I just kept going. When I saw the car moving, I just
continued driving. Okay. All right. Now, I just want to confirm. All you remember seeing vehicle-wise was just the lighter brown car and then the deputy's patrol car. You don't remember seeing any other cars?
Yes, sir, I didn't see
okay,
any,
all right.
I don't remember seeing any more cars.
Okay, and as I understand it, talking to Senior Deputy Patterson, that did you drive, I just want to make sure, and if there's something different, correct me, okay, but did you drive straight to the air unit, the Sheriff's Department helicopter area?
I was helping with Camarillo. I had a stop on the same area. That used to be my route. I know Miss Miss Brenda. She's like the receptionist in there, and I know the lift. This is what I just saw. I'm away here. This happened about 25 minutes ago.
Right, but what I'm saying is, did you drive directly there, or did you make a couple stops
first? I made a stop one, like a half.
Okay, all right. Is there anything else you can think of, whether...
That was basically what I saw.
Okay. You see any other people in the area, other than the two you told me about?
No more people.
Okay.
Just the vehicles, just the traffic that was going on.
Okay, all right.
That was going on Santa Rosa.
Okay, all right. One last thing. Could you tell what kind of gun it was that the suspect had? No? It was just what he was holding in one hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else you can think of, Carlos?
No, that is basically it.
Okay. All right. We're going to end the interview then at approximately 09:15 hours.